Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, you know, the stock market has been on a roller coaster ride this week. Again. The Mueller witch hunt that was supposed to end, it was supposed to wrap up last September. And then it was supposed to wrap up right after the election in November. And it keeps going and going and never winds up anywhere. Just kind of like the Energizer Bunny. It's costing the taxpayers bukus of dollars. While they can always print more, we can't always earn or make more. Another government shutdown is looming over us, as if they would scare anybody. Saturn's rings are shrinking, oh my, and, you know, Penny Marshall passed away at age 75 of Laverne and Shirley. So much is going on. And yet, all we hear about is the witch hunt and the craziness in the news. So we're going to try and, I don't know if we can do it, but we're going to try and bring some common sense back into the arena by bringing on Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Melody, how are you doing today?
I'm just doing great. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, we always love having you here. I guess you probably heard about Penny Marshall passing away.
Yes, I have.
Were you a Laverne and Shirley fan?
I was.
Yeah, I was too. It was,
That was the only program on at 8 o'clock at evening when we were that age.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of choices.
No, there wasn't 3,000 stations you could listen to.
But it was just a cute show. It really was a cute show. These two gals trying to make it on their own and working in a factory. I don't know if you did or not. You're a little more educated than I am, but I worked in a factory right out of high school. It wasn't a beer factory, but I didn't make beer. I made Q-tips, but I worked in a factory. So you kind of know I wasn't on my own. I was still living at home, but you kind of know, it was just a neat show and she will be missed.
Yes. And, she was the first woman producer I saw this morning that had grossed over $100 million. And, of course, that was with the movie Big with Tom Hanks. And, that was just an awesome movie also.
It really was.
I did work in a factory.
Did you?
I was in high school. I did for, I believe, probably less than a week. Very hard work.
It is hard work.
And it was a textile factory that I worked in. And
oh, okay.
Very difficult, very difficult. And so I do appreciate
factory
those
workers
that do work in. At that point in time when we were working in manufacturing, it paid a great wage.
It did. I got a dime more because I worked the third shift. I worked nights. Mm-hmm. And my mother happened to work nights in the hospital, and Mama never drove, and Daddy drove her to work at night, so I had a ride. I didn't have a car, but I had a ride, so I rode in, and he dropped me off at the factory and dropped Mom off at the hospital, and he went back home, came back in the morning, and picked us both up.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was the first time. I mean, factory workers are on their feet all the time. They do get breaks, but not very many. You get a lunch break and you get two other breaks that are about 10 or 15 minutes and, you're on standing on concrete. And I was
underappreciated, just like I think in offices, receptionists are always underappreciated.
I agree. It takes a special personality to be that receptionist.
Any business. Receptionists are the key to any business.
They are.
Yes.
They are. I think that was the first time I realized how tired you could be at the end of a day. When I worked in the factory, I lasted about a year. I worked the third shift and I quit just before I got married. I didn't figure marrying a farmer, which I wasn't used to, and working night shift was a good combination to start a marriage, so I quit work. And I don't know, as days going by, I'm thinking maybe I should have kept at it. But Melody, that factory is still there, but they don't make Q-tips anymore. And it's not, it's Unilever now. It's not, it was Cheeseboro Pons. And all those Q-tips have gone south. They're made in Mexico. So they don't
even
do that.
Well, my textile manufacturer is probably in Vietnam or someplace else, China.
Yeah.
Because they no longer there. It's just shut down, and it was never replaced by anything. So.
Right. Well, I wanted to go ahead.
No.
Okay, I wanted to ask you, you know, about the stock markets that were going on this week, that they were just going, it went really, was it Monday or, because this is Wednesday. It was Monday that it really took a dive. And then it's back up today so far. I believe it's back up. But what's going on?
Well, markets were down both, they've been down. We've had a lot of
down
days, but Friday and Monday they were both down. And the stocks are on track for the worst December since the Great Depression.
Mm.
So, you know, even if it we don't meet that, you know, that report, it's still a very volatile market. And, of course, both the Dow and the S&P were each down by about 7.8% through Monday, and that's the largest drop for each key market barometer since 1931. So, again, these are, perimeters that people should pay attention to.
Yes. And I don't know if they're really watching them as close as they should, or as we should. I should say that as myself, too, because I'm watching all this other crazy stuff. And I believe all this other crazy stuff is a diversion. I really do. I believe that it is.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got some big problems, I hear all the time that people applaud the government shutting down. Folks, it isn't a matter whether the government shuts down on Friday or not. It's a matter of they're going to do a CR, a continuing resolution, for Friday. I mean, that's a given considering Tuesday's Christmas. They're not going to shut the government down, days before the holiday. They'll extend it a couple weeks, maybe a couple months into 2019.
I think they've already got it for January 8th. I think Mitch McConnell's got something ready to get passed. It'll take them through January 8th.
Yeah. And then they'll probably do another one in January 8th, and, then it'll take us to March or April. I mean, that's what they've done last year and the year before and the year before that.
It's new.
It's a signal, ladies and gentlemen, to see that there's problems. If everything was so, and the only thing that they did, they got, three quarters of it passed, and it was all due because of the election.
Yeah.
Just sign this. Let's get this through. So, no one discusses it. No one looks at it. No one pays any attention to it. No one pays any attention to our deficit. No one pays any attention to the record amount of tax revenue that they're collecting, and we're still in deficit territory. And no one pays any attention that, stock buybacks hit a record $1.1 trillion of the year isn't even over yet. No one's really paying attention. Because the only thing that they're paying attention to is the headlines.
Yeah, and there are plenty of those. I think I printed some of those off because I won't get into them right now. We'll do it maybe when we come back from the break. Because I just thought, that's what's the problem. I mean, this is a problem, and we're not paying attention, and we're being chased around with all this these distractions. Not that some of those aren't important. I mean, I think it's very important what's going on with this attack against this president. And it looks to me like they ain't going to let up. And it's costing this nation a great deal, not just in dollars, but it's costing this nation a great deal. We are headed into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show, a very loyal person to the show. DGScoins.com is her website, and her number is 1-800-375-4188. But you can call her right here, right now at 877-895-5410. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Turn to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. But she's here right now at 877-895-5410. We have Joy from Oklahoma wanted to give us a message. Joy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Beth Ann, I just want to thank you for being a voice of America.
Well, thank you so much.
And I want to call your office later and talk to you about your pillows that are for sale.
Okay.
Also, I want to tell Melanie, isn't it? Melanie, your
it's
friend,
Melody.
Ann?
Melody.
I have a friend my husband met, and I'm meeting to buy silver and gold, and he has become rich. She might not want me to tell that. that's the way to get rich, it sounds like. Okay. I just appreciate y'all.
All right.
Appreciate you so much. And
thank you, Joy.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I will be calling.
Joy.
Okay,
bye-bye, Joy.
Thank you. Thank you. Joy, wait till this afternoon because we're doing some other recording and stuff after the show. I don't know if she heard me or not. I don't know if you get rich, but you get security. And that's what we're about here with the gold and silver from Discount Gold and Silver Trading.
Well, the story goes with gold and silver. You'll never get rich with gold and silver. It's through the preservation of your purchasing power. And when things go down, you'll be able to convert your gold and silver into the current rate of exchange and buy the investments that are dirt cheap that will bring you the wealth that you deserve after preserving your purchasing power with gold and silver. And like land, and, you know, there'll be all types of investments that theoretically you should be able to buy pennies and dimes on the dollar, and therefore increasing your wealth when everything is at rock bottom. So, and then as we see values go up and so forth, and then so that was always said, you'll never get wealthy on gold and silver, but it'll preserve your purchasing power so that you can make decisions. You have options that will be open only to you, because you're going to be the only one that has something of value that's real that you can buy. You can buy things. So that's the key. You'll be able to invest.
Oh, that's a good key. That's a good key. It's good security. I always like the way you say that,
Absolutely. Is
your savings account and silver is your checking account.
Exactly.
We do have some breaking news that I wanted to tell the listeners before we move on here. It says that Trump is now considering a full withdrawal of the U.S. troops from Syria, and they are trying to make that happen, and I think that's a good thing. I think that's a very good thing to get those boys and gals back home, get that military back home. And let some of these people deal with their own problems. But when I was talking about the headlines that are encompassing us and taking up our time and energy, here's one. It starts out, it says, Senator GOP leader McConnell says he will introduce a bill to fund the government. Oh, I was wrong. Through February 8th, not January 8th, and avoid a partial shutdown. And the Mexican president wants U.S. to grant more work visas. And U.S. home sales have risen 1.9% in November. U.S. stock rises before Federal Reserve meeting on the oil rebounds. And it says the FedEx CEO blames the tariffs on bad politics for lower profit outcome this year, or outlooks. Romania to upgrade its armed forces over the next decade. And U.S. sportswear traced to factory in China's internment camps, I'm sorry. Uber, Lyft compete for the advantages of being first on the IPO market. Markets right now, stock opens higher on Wall Street. This is just today. You know, it goes on and on with some of these. It says the U.S. home sales increased in November for the second straight month, but sales plummeted 7% from a year ago. So, up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down it goes. And, you know, they mentioned very little about some of the things that really are affecting the American families and their homes and their communities. You know, not that those things aren't affecting it, they are, but, you know, we can't seem to get down to the foundation of what's going on, and that's our currency. Are you there, Melody? Did we lose Melody? I think we might have lost Melody. Let's try and get her back on the line. I wanted to mention this. This is something that's going on right now, too. It says that the White House, as of 2018, is closing, and it's got six big priorities as the year comes to an end. And number one, security, is securing our borders. And we've heard quite a bit about that, and there's been a little bit of a struggle going on with Congress. It says building the Space Force is one of his priorities. Keeping our kids safe. After the tragic shootings in Parkland, Florida, President Trump has established the Safe School Safety Commission to make recommendations on how to prevent violence in our schools. And another one he's wanting to do is banning the bump stocks. If you remember, we heard a lot about the bump stocks, and they're going to be putting a ban on that. And reforming our prisons. In fact, I think they've already passed that. It was historic. They did that yesterday, bipartisan. They can get along on one thing, huh? And six, delivering for American farmers. Now, I kind of have a little bit mixed feelings about this, but the American farmers are taking a hit over some of these tariffs and such. And it says, this week, President Trump plans to sign another important piece of bipartisan legislation in the 2018 Farm Bill. And, of course, we talked about that this week twice. We talked about it with Bill Bullard, and we talked about it with Tom DeWeese, which will strengthen the American agriculture. However, it's not going to strengthen the American agriculture. agriculture. It says our economy is stronger than ever. We stand with our farmers. And that's coming from the President of the United States. I'm not sure he understands the Farm Bill. I tweeted it out to him of what's really going on. Melody, we got you back. I don't know what happened. We lost you on the phone. Must have been the birds on the wire. Well, I was just kind of reading over the headlines when we lost you. And, you know, so much of it is... It ignores what's the real problem with our economy. And we heard President Donald Trump mention it when he was campaigning about, you know, going back to the gold and silver standard. Once in a while, somebody mentions it. We know there's a bill floating around somewhere that nobody's doing anything about in Congress. But it really is something that they need to do. And I think I also talked about the Syria troops being withdrawn when we lost you. But anyway, I wanted to get back on track here with our economy and our gold and our silver needs for backing. We have fiat dollars that are worthless. They're just little IOUs. And let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
I gave you a lot there. I know. I'm sorry. I had to cover everything you had when you were gone.
You know, but yeah, well, I just want to comment on Syria. It's way past the time to bring our troops home, and, you know, and, but what's going to happen, eventually you're going to have, you know, someone else that comes out like Saddam or someone because, you know, they need a dictator like that to property control, those countries. And, you know, or, so it's going to be interesting. It's a great day today. And it's a great time to be bringing our troops home. I don't think we need to be there. And I figured if they're going to fight over there, let them fight amongst themselves, you know, that's their culture. That's their, you know, it's tribalism. It's, all of the things that you want to, it's, and you're not going to change it. So, why try? You know, of course, we all know that so many of these wars and so forth are not done to, sure, we'll uproot and change the regimes and so forth, but follow the money, and you can see why these decisions are made the way they have been made in the past. But anyway, on a more optimistic note.
well, that's optimistic, though, bringing those troops home. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. That is a good thing. And, you know, and hopefully they get to stay home and so they're just not going someplace else. And it was another good thing that they are trying to stop the funding from going to Saudi Arabia for the war in Yemen. It's a disaster over there, and we shouldn't be funding that. And so,
you know, I was going to say, too, you know, President Trump wanted to get us out of Afghanistan. I think the generals he's got around him talked him out of that, and he was pretty upset when we lost our... I think it was 3 or 4 boys over there just a couple of weeks ago. And he was pretty upset over that. I hear music. We're heading into another break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We will get down to our economy when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website. Please visit her website at dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Her office number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. But you can visit us right here, right now at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we're visiting today's Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. That's DGScoins.com. DGScoins.com. You can give us a call right here, right now. If you've got any questions or comments about about gold and silver or in the stock market or the economy or the fiat dollars or the tariffs or whatever you want to talk about, within reason, at 877-895-5410. It's not free for all Friday. We're talking about our economy. And, you know, we know that things can't keep going the way they are. Pretty soon there's going to be that straw that breaks the camel's back, and we're trying to help you get prepared for that. And I'm going to turn it over to you. You know, I do have news real quick. It has, from NASA, they're telling us that Saturn's losing its rings at a quicker rate than projected.
Climate control? Climate?
Well, you know, it didn't really say that on this, but I don't want you to panic, though. It says Saturn's rings could disappear in less than 100 million years, much quicker than what we previously thought. 100 million years, I think we might miss that.
You think?
Yeah, I think we might.
And that's due to global warming, correct?
Probably. They didn't say that in this particular article, mm-hmm. but they're always saying that, you know, because it's
see icing. How our gasoline vehicles are affecting Saturn?
I thought it was those gassy cows out there.
Oh, my. Well, we had a nice day in gold today. Gold's been doing very nicely. $1,255. It's up $5 off its high. Silver's up. Platinum's up. Palladium's up. So, you know, it's really a nice day. The market's up 200 points almost. where everyone's anticipating the remarks from Fed Chair Powell, Jerome Powell. He's supposed to raise a quarter point today. At one point, I didn't think they would because, you know, you had the 10-year bond floating up there around the 3.20 mark, but they really dropped it in the past week and a half. It's, you know, around 2.81, 2.85. So, you know, it gives them a little bit of room. Pressure's coming from the White House for him not to do it. I think with the stock market being up 200 points today, they're anticipating that he's going to. So, you know, we'll see how it ends at the end of the day, because things certainly have been changing in the stock markets the last couple of hours of the trading day. Things usually get very volatile after Europe closes their markets, which is about 11 o'clock our time. And so you'll see usually a lot of activity after that. But
well, was it Friday or Monday that the stock market took such a drop? I noticed when they were giving that, I think it was Monday that I saw, that while the stock market took a big drop, gold and silver went up.
They went up. I mean, they're you know, like the 1250, 1255 for gold. It's had a nice week. Gold has had a nice week. Silver's had a nice week. And, you know, this is the time of year when gold and silver do perform better, and I think it's going to perform great for 2019. You know, I think we do have pressures on these markets, pressures on the economies day after day. And higher rates do make a difference. And I think that's why we've seen such a significant drop in the housing market. I saw a report this morning that the weekly mortgage applications fell 5.8%. Mm. And this is week after week after week that we've been seeing these numbers in negative, you know, that are falling percentage by percentage by percentage. And I think it's due to the higher interest rates. People are hoping that, you know, something's going to be done, that they'll throw money at it again and that the Fed will stop raising and, you know, rates will come back and they can go back in there. It was just making housing not affordable for them.
Which is why it went down in the year. I mean, it went down in this from last year, according to what I was just reading earlier.
The housing market?
Yeah, the housing market has gone down,
absolutely.
Even though it was up in November, but it went down year over year
it's been down, correct.
Yeah, thank you.
Year over year it was down, absolutely, you're correct. So a lot of pressure on it, but, and again, everything is just so distorted, and, you know, you try to look for the positive things, but sometimes the positive things are seen that things just aren't what they're feeding us, and people need to pay attention. There's a lot of distractions out there.
Oh, my gosh.
And those distractions aren't going to go away. Greenspan. I'm not a fan of Alan Greenspan. You know, he's, you know, as I mentioned in yesterday's program, he's the grandfather of our monetary policy today. You know, and, you know, he is part of the biggest problem that we have today. He was the creator of the biggest problem that we have today. And he just said, you know, you better run and cover from these markets. So,
interesting.
You know, these U.S. cities, there was a Wall Street Journal report out today that the U.S. cities are looking to shed ratings while taking on more debt. So it'll be interesting to see what the holiday shopping numbers are in January. But
Given anything preliminary on that yet? I haven't.
It's been
seen.
Very quiet.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, I did some shopping online.
Did
Same
you?
Store.
Mm-hmm.
Every item that I purchased, they were charging me like $15 for shipping.
Wow.
For each item. My shipping bill was $80. I said, forget that. So I don't know if anybody else is coming across that. You know, and I mean, who would pay, you know, $15, $20 from the same place for each item?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, can't you put it in the same box and just charge me once?
That's crazy.
So, you know, it is crazy. And so
it's highway robbery is what it is. Literally. We have a caller. We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Oh, just fine. This is a great show you got going. I wanted to ask normally a question. I've been following the stock. I've been in the stock market since mid-1960s. So I use stockcharts.com to see what the hell's going on. And I observed one interesting thing from the time from when Trump was elected, way back in, actually it started in August of 2016. If I take the price of gold and divide it by the price of silver, the dollar drops out. You got gold with respect to silver. Now, you do that by typing in dollars gold and then a colon, and then you do dollars silver. And what it does, it takes the price of gold and divides it by the price of silver. Okay, in the middle of 2016, by the time Trump was elected, that value was 65. It's been a steady climb upward in a straight line almost, you know, oscillating, to it's now 85. And what that tells me is that silver's a really good buy right now.
Okay. All right, Melody?
Well, I agree with you. I think silver's a great buy. I think they're all great buys. But, of course, silver at these levels, under 15, is a super buy. And so absolutely, you're absolutely correct.
All right.
I'm not a chart follower. I used to follow charts, and then it's like I think if you're like a day trader and everything like that, charts are great. But in a manipulated for a long-term investing for like gold and silver, I don't think they mean a whole lot. I think the fundamentals are there. But no, you are absolutely correct, Roger. I think it's a terrific buy for silver.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that. We just sent out a been talking about, if you have large amounts of gold, because I'm not a believer in trading gold for silver. But if you have large amounts of gold and you want to trade some of it for silver, now's the time to do it.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I have with me today Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and we're talking about the silver and gold. What a better time to talk about that than today here as we head into the Christmas season, and we're getting really close. I'm using it as some gifts. Don't tell anybody. Shh. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried my pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSE Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code Beth Ann. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. CSE Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSE Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, Buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit csctalkradio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
Return. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Sorry about that. We had a little bit of lax of quiet there. Melody.
Yes.
We're finishing up the show here. Do you have a package to offer the listeners today, or are we going to hold off on that? Or?
Well, we have everything. We've got some great opportunities with buying silver. Yeah, you disconnected from me again today. So.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's why I didn't hear you come back from the break.
Well, I didn't hear me come back from the break either. I think we had a little break problem. We've had our issues, haven't we?
Every time I'm on, it's
just the last three times,
this will
be three. This will be three in a row. We're going to have to quit that.
So we have great prices on everything, and I just encourage folks to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. And they can visit the website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. They can sign up for our weekly newsletter. And I've done some online shopping myself, comparison shopping. And our silver prices for Silver Eagles are the lowest. I mean, the highest price, if you're just buying like a tube of 20 Silver Eagles, those prices are lower than anyone online. So, I mean, they're about as low as what some of the competitors will sell for purchases of 500 or more. So you got some great pricing on Silver Eagles. We have options now for shipping. And, you know, so you have a choice whether you can have it shipped priority. Because shipping is just getting outrageous.
Oh,
but there's
goodness.
Nothing we can do about it, because we want to make sure that the package gets to you safe and sound. Now, we can charge the same prices and increase what my competitors do and say, hey, shipping's included, but we don't do that. You need to know what you're paying for your product and then have choices on your shipping. So transparency here. So 1-800-375-4188. And Beth, I really do believe next year is going to be a tremendous year for gold and silver, and I think we're going to get back track. And you got to remember, in 2008, gold didn't hit 1900, you know, that year. It took a couple years. But we moved up, and we went from, 400, 500, 600. We had a tough time getting over 800. We had a tough time getting over 1,000. And then once, in fact, it was the first government shutdown, and our credit rating was actually lowered by Moody's. They were sued for it, but the credit rating, and that's when gold went from 1600 to 1900 very rapidly. And so it's things happen very quickly in today's world, and I do believe we're going to wake up one day and everything is going to be different.
I think you're
people
right.
are going to say, gee, shucks, and many
what
other
happened?
Things.
Yeah. I want to
and they're going to be wishing that they had done something else.
I'm gonna
I've heard it
that.
Over the years, Beth, yeah. day in, every time something happens. And, you know, I don't know the day and time. But I do believe we will see this correction prior to 2020. It's going to happen on Trump's as Trump being president. It's going to happen in this term. So
I think so too.
Absolutely. So well, you got 1 year.
I want to give your office number. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. It may be a little late to get it delivered for Christmas, unless you're having Christmas in January like some of us do, but I think it's an excellent idea for Christmas gifts. I've done it two or three years in the last 5 years, I think, and I really, the kids seem to appreciate it, and it's something, you know, it's just something special for them. You know, it's not a gift card. Not cash. Well, it is cash. It's silver and gold. 1-800-375-4188. We've got just a couple of minutes here to wind up. Tell us a little bit more. I think you're right. I think it's just around the corner. And the fact that the stock market is doing what it's doing, and this up and down and up and down stuff is scary to me. I'm not afraid, but I mean, it is, you know, some of us might be prepared. But that doesn't make us not hurt for those who aren't prepared just yet. So we're trying really hard to get others prepared. I want to talk about that a little bit, too. Go ahead, Melanie.
And when you talk about the stock market, you have $1.1 trillion spent by corporates buying back their shares. They're duping people in there to investing, thinking that the stock market is strong because it's a strong economy. You have to separate the two. And, you know, the stock markets have become our economy. And, based on $1 trillion kind of helps.
Yeah.
You got 30 companies in the Dow. And people look to that as the barometer of things, in this country, that things are going great. Certainly retirement accounts, they might see, you know, a little bit better, well, up until this last quarter. Maybe they've seen some positives in their, but hold on to it.
Mm.
We do have precious metals, IRAs.
Right.
You know, if you don't want to be taxed right away, convert some of your holdings into a precious metals IRA. Do you get to store it? No. It does go into a depository. That's one of the risks.
All right.
But to me, that risk is much lower than holding on to paper. So these are ways you have to view things. You always have to view what the risk is. People talk about the IRAs, and there's companies out there that tell you that you can take physical delivery of it. Well, that's never been tested. So if you want to be the one that is chosen by the government to test the theory, well, make sure you have a separate account for your tax attorney. There's only one or two companies in this country that do it. So until it is proven and tested, I wouldn't recommend that to my clients. You know, so
and I don't want to scare anyone, but I know that these 401ks and everything are based on the stock market, and if something would happen, it's going to be devastating. And so I'm just encouraging others to take a look at that. We're going to start a new year here pretty soon. Take a look at that and see what you can do, at least to diversify, even if you don't want to. And we're not, you know, we're not financial advisors, but I always believe in diversification, whatever you're in, you know, even on farming. If you're in the farm, don't put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. Diversify. And I think that that's something that everybody needs to be considering as we go into a new year, for sure.
You know, someone told me that one time they were talking about diversification. And I agree with you. You have to be balanced. And someone said to me, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. And I said, well, if you have a basket of steel, what's wrong with putting your eggs in all in one basket? Well, if your eggs are going to be protected in a basket, that's not going to break.
That's a good point.
You know, it's a good thing, but, you know, you have to be balanced, and you have to make sure you have a conservative view.
Well, I was thinking more of their peace of mind when they're a little bit afraid
exactly.
to do it all at once. You can do it a little at a time. Do it a little
exactly.
at a time. How's that?
I understand.
We are out of time. Melody, thank you so much. You have a very Merry Christmas. I think I've got you scheduled back on right after New Year's Day, January 2nd, if that fits your schedule. That's what I've got you down.
Sounds great.
All right. Awesome.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Melody. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. We've been visiting with Melody Cedars from a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. Support CSC Talk Radio. And you know what? Helping me helps you to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.